Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, put your hands together. I need to see you screaming here. Shake your red hair like me. Woo! Yeah, yeah. How many of you glad to be free tonight?
Eagle Manning.
And I'm Dorsey Manning.
And you are the preacher.
And the pastor.
Today is an interesting topic, you all. We are talking about declaring, decreeing, declaring.
Yes. Never again.
Never again.
Never again will I.
Never again will I.
Hallelujah.
Whatever it is you have decided, you got a point in your life where you decided, never again will I turn back. Never again will I submit to that. Never again.
Will I
allow the enemy to operate in me, through me, never again?
No way, never again. I know too much now. I know too much. I have too much knowledge. There's so much wisdom of God that lives on the inside of me, so never again will I be subjected to the wiles of Satan.
Amen, amen. If you're just tuning in to the preacher and the pastor show, we're talking about never again. This show was created to help us take back what the enemy has stolen or tried to steal from us by declaring today, decreeing and declaring never again in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and receiving change in our life on today. So, again, if you're just now tuning in to the show, we're talking about never again. In the beginning, and even in Genesis, God said never again. It was spoken several times in Genesis, never again. God said, we look in Genesis 8, chapter 8, verse 22. Actually, it's 21. 21 says, and the Lord smelled a soothing aroma Then the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake. Although the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done. Never again. So just think about it right now. Where you at right now, you can decree and declare, never again will I turn back. You know, never again will I allow myself. And that's what we're going to pray those prayers today. We're going to decree, we're going to declare that. And it is so on our lives on today, never again. All right, amen.
Amen, amen. I can think of quite a few never again. Thinking about where I used to be in life, there's quite a few never again. And I said one of them earlier, never again will I allow myself to be subjected to the wiles of Satan. You know, Satan is definitely busy. He's busy. And he's seeking whomever he feels that he can destroy. Yes, always. And it seems like Satan only wants the ones that don't want to follow him, that don't want to be of this world or in this world or gossiping or cursing or doing all manners of things that we know that is produced by him. And look, it just seems like that's who's always attacked. Well, I just teach for myself. I come up underneath a lot of attacks, and I know where they come from because I know who I am. At one time, I didn't know enough about myself to even know the powers that I possess here in this world. But never again. Never again will I let anybody try to tell me that I'm not who I am, because that is the work of God. How can someone tell you that you are somebody or that you are not somebody when they don't even know who they are? Never again will I let anyone do that. Never again will I ever let anyone influence me to say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing. Never again. Never again, because I know what happens. Once you let your guard down and you allow something or somebody to cause you to lose control, oh, man, when you lost control, everything, look like everything starts to crumble. Or you can lose control, so you'll be things that's out of control. You might even use some profanity. You might even use some words of or wish death or destruction on anyone. It just depends on how much that you are allowing Satan to use you. You will say some things that will cause you to be in a place that you would never even thought you would have been because you had allowed Satan to use you. Never again will I allow Satan to do me like that. Never again. And I hope never again allow Satan to use you the same way. Amen.
Amen. If you just tuned in to the Preacher and the Pastor Show, we're talking about never again. You know, we're going to decree and declare today, never again, over situations in our life. We're going to confess it, and we're going to confess it on the show together. And these confessions will turn our lives around and help us put an end to defeat and failure. So even the Lord again said in the Bible, and I'll quote the scripture again. I'm going to go back to it in several ones in Genesis, where God said never again. Again, it's Genesis 8, chapter 8, verse 21 and 22. And the Lord smelled a soothing aroma. Then the Lord said in his heart, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake, although the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done. And verse 22 says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease. So here, countless times through the Bible, we see God showing his love and patience toward men and women in order to save them. So although he realized that their hearts are evil, that he continues to try to reach them or reach us. When we sin or fall away from God, we surely deserve to be destroyed by his judgment. But God has promised never again to destroy everything on earth until the judgment day when Christ returns to destroy evil forever. So now, every change of season is a reminder of his promises. Never again. And if we look in Genesis 9 and 15 of the Bible records here that God says, I will remember my covenant which is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. The water shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. So God is saying never again. Will you say never again? Will you turn from your ways, your old self, your old woman, old man, and put on a new man, a new woman of God, and say never again will I subject myself to the ways of the enemy. Never again will I allow money to rule me and take over me. Never again will I make anything outside of God, my God. Never again will I allow myself to be prostituted to get what I want, and, you know, what I want and need. Never again will I walk that way. Never again. We're going to declare and declare that today. We're going to break some chains. We're going to be released. We're going to be delivered on today. Yes. Never again. The Lord promised Noah that he would never again destroy the earth with a flood, and it's been so. So and Moses told the people of Israel that they would see Pharaoh no more. In Exodus 14 and 13, records and says that, and Moses said to the people, do not be afraid. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you today. For the Egyptians who you see today, you shall see again no more forever. Never again. We're going to do that. We've been in relationships where you said never again will I walk this way again. Never again when you will never see me again. We're going to say that. We're going to say goodbye to some situations and circumstances that create the crash today. Never again will I allow myself to be mistreated. Never again will I allow myself to be used and abused. Never again will I operate in fear. Never again will I doubt God and his ways. Never again will I give up on God, give up on my life, give up on my children. Never again will I allow Satan to wreak havoc in my life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So we have to understand that even in Moses' time, in other words, never again in his situation when he said that the Egyptian would never see, well, the Israelites would never be seen by the Egyptian again. In other words, never again would Pharaoh oppress them. This was the word of the Lord. This was the word of the Lord first to Moses and then to the people. So we have to know that whatever God does is final. Nothing can be added to it or taken from it. So the enemy is finished. Wow. And that's what we want to do today. Let the enemy be finished operating in our life. The enemy is finished in endless ruins. So we just have to understand that when we decree and declare never again and stand on that, it shall be so. Amen?
Amen. Amen. See, what it is that we are trying to do right now, we're trying to show you how to release your power and how to release your authority. You know, using scriptures and knowing how to use scriptures, this is the way that you're able to stand. You're able to stand on what you believe, and what you believe is the word of God. Never again will I allow fear to stop me. Never again will I allow, be afraid, for the Lord delivers me from all my fears. And we can find that in Psalms 34 and 4. Never again will I be afraid of man, for the Lord is my helper. Hebrews 13 and 6.
Man.
Never again will I be tormented by fear. 1 John 4 and 18. See, there's a lot of scriptures that's here that tells us how to overcome or how to be above. How to be above what's going on in your life, what's going on in this world, what's going on in your wife or your husband's life, anybody that you are connected to. Because this world has a lot of brokenness. And there are a lot of broken people. I used to be one that was so broken. I can't talk about nobody but myself. I used to be one that was so broken, and I did not know what to do. I was telling my wife just before this show, the day that I decided that I was going to give my life over to Christ, it was right around about this place where I am right now, to where I had made a decision. It was so much that was going on in my life at the time. I was pretty young. There was a lot going on, and I looked at everybody else. It's like their life was just going great. It's like they had a lot of favor. You know, they were having things. I'm talking about material things. They have nice cars, and they were wearing nice clothing, and it looked like, you know, they was living a good life. And here it is, I am over here. I'm struggling hard. It's like every single thing that could have happened bad in my life, it was happening. Now, I didn't know enough. I didn't know that so a man thinketh, so is he. I didn't know that. I didn't know that scripture. So what I did was I had made a decision that, you know what, God, it's never again will I not trust you. Because the time that I decided, you know, believe that God didn't love me and that, you know, that I'm just here to be destroyed, I allowed Satan and I allow, you know, all the demonic spirits to attack me. I got attacked inside of my home. I seen spirits that look like, I describe them like the picture of the Grim Reaper. It's like they were like coming at me, and I was in fear. I didn't know what was going on because I made the decision not to trust God. Never again would I ever do that again. Never again will I allow Satan to trick me to think that God does not love me. God loves me, and I know that God loves me because he said it in his word. God says it in his word. He said that I will never leave you nor forsake you, no matter what, even to the end of the world. So never again will I allow anybody to try to tell me that I'm not loved, and never again will I look for love in the wrong place. Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you're just tuning in to the Preaching the Pastor show, we're talking about never again and decreeing the clan over our lives today to be break free. Second Elusive. Oh, God, help. And we're talking about never again here on the show. And you said something about power and, you know, picking up our power and authority, understanding that we have that power and authority to speak those things in our life, and it shall be established, breaking chains and strongholds and soul ties, and, you know, really coming out and being delivered from that. Jesus told his disciples in Matthew 18 and 18, I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven, and God in heaven will allow whatever you allow on earth, but he will not allow anything that you don't allow. So here as a believer, you have authority to allow or disallow. Mm. So don't allow the enemy to control your life. Take a stand against the wicked one. Use your authority in the name of Jesus. And do it by the power of the Holy Spirit. So don't give place to the devil. Rise up in faith and confess what you believe. Exercise your authority today against the powers of darkness, and you will experience the blessings of God. It is time for us. It is time for you. It is time for our family members, our children, to declare never again.
Yes.
So let's declare never again today over our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Never again will we allow Satan to control us because we have been delivered from his power. Never again will we be a slave to Satan, for we are a servant of Christ. Never again will we allow the devil to do what he desires in our life, but we will resist the devil and he flees from us. Never again will we listen to or believe the lies of the devil, for he is a liar and the father of lies in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Never again will we listen to the voice of the wicked one. Never again will we be vexed by unclean spirits. Never again will we be harassed by the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We take our power and authority back on today, saying never again, decree and declare, and it shall be established in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Never again will we be bound for Christ has made us free, and we are free indeed. Never again will demons operate in us or control our lives from this day forward in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Never again will we allow the demons of fear to control our life. Never again will we allow the demons of pride to puff us up in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Never again will allow the demons of lust to operate in our members. Never again will allow the demons of religion to make us act religiously. Never again will allow the demons of double-mindedness to confuse us and make us indecisive. Never again will allow the demons of rejection to control our lives. Never again will we allow disobedience and rebellion to control our lives. Never again will allow curses to hinder us or hinder our lives. We break every curse right now, for we have been redeemed from the curse in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Never again will we open the door for demons to come in into our lives through unforgiveness. Never again will we open the door of demons to enter our lives through habitual sin. Never again will we open the door for demons to enter our lives through occult involvement in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Never again will we open the door for demons to enter through rebellion and disobedience. Never again will the demon of mind control affect our thinking. Oh, my Lord, my God, we thank you. We sever all the tentacles of mind control right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Never again will the serpent or scorpion spirits affect our lives, Lord. We have power to tread upon the serpent and the scorpion right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Never again will we be tormented by the enemy. Never again will the enemy be our master. Jesus is our Lord in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Never again will we tolerate the works of the devil in our lives, for Jesus came and destroyed the works of the devil in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. Never again will we allow festivity to keep us inactive in the name of Jesus Christ. Never again will we be beneath and not above. Never again will we be cursed and not walk in blessings, for blessings of Abraham is ours. Never again will we say yes to the enemy. Never again will we allow the enemy to use us. Oh, my mighty Kadoshata. Never again will we agree to the lies of the devil. Never again will we compromise our standards in holiness. The word of God is our standard, not the standards of the world. Never again will we act hypocritically. Never again will we be condemned to guiltiness. Never again will give place to the devil to operate in our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, never again we will allow the enemy to control us, but we submit our will to the will of God. Never again. If you're just now tuning in to the Preaching the Pastor Show, we are decreeing and declaring today, never again. We're breaking chains and strongholds and soul ties on today. We're being delivered and set free, never again. You have to say it. Yes. Say it, believe it, and say it, and receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen?
Amen. Amen. This is very important. This is very important. And I thank God for allowing us to have this opportunity to be able to be here in this position tonight. Not only to be able to receive what God has for us to receive, but be in the position to be able to give and to give freely just as it's been given to us. And there's a lot of people that's out there that they need to hear this. They need to know that you have power and that you have this authority. You definitely need to know that. You know, never again will I be afraid of witchcraft. Never again will I be afraid to, never again will I be afraid to do what God tells me to do. Never again will I be afraid of thy enemy. And never again will I be afraid to go where the Lord sends me. For he sends me where he needs for me to go. So we need to know this. We need to know that when you are underneath the covenant of grace, when you have the Holy Spirit that operates inside of you, you have the wisdom of God. And when you have the wisdom of God shows you all things, teaches you all things. And you're able to do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens you. And we need to know that. We need to know that, that we are underneath a different set of commandments, a different set of rules. We're no longer, you know, underneath the commandments or the rules of the old Mosaic law. See, we are no longer those people because those people that was underneath those rules was condemned to death. But Jesus Christ said that I come that you may have life and have it more abundant if you're underneath a different covenant of grace. And we need to know that. We definitely need to know that and know how to use your authority. And it reminds me of this covenant that we should put on every single day. Every single day we should make sure that we decree and we declare to set our lives over here in Psalms 91. Over here in Psalms 91, we need to know to be able to do this every single day. You can set your life. You can set yourself to where you want to be today and all the way to the end of your day. And we already have scripture to be able to help you do that. I declare that I would dwell in the shelter of the Most High God. I declare that I would find rest. That God is my shadow of the Almighty. Now, we need to know that never again will we be in that place where we're not resting in God. Never again will we be in that place where we will be working. We need to know that we are in a place to where we are covered and we are protected. Never again will I allow anybody to try to cause me to be in that place where I'm worrying about anything. And that includes in my home. That includes outside of my home. That includes in the workplace. That includes in any relationship, whether it is a good relationship or a bad relationship. Never again will I allow anybody to influence me. For I am led by Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ is my shepherd, and I know his voice, and he knows me, and I follow him. And any voice that's of a stranger, I will not follow. Never again will I allow myself to follow someone that I don't even know or someone that I don't even believe or even trust in. Never again will I allow people to draw me away from the love of God, because I have committed myself to walk in love. Now, this is something that Jesus Christ, what he told us, this is a new commandment that I give to you, that you love ye one another.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he made it easy for you. He made it easy for you to live, because the way that we were living, or some of us, the way that we still are living, be this hard life, that you're living, because you're trying to figure it out all on your own. But never again will I fool myself than to try to live the way I want to live. Because if I fool myself to try to live the way I want to live, I'm going to live like the world tells me to live, which leads me to a place of death and destruction. And I shall not die.
Jesus.
I shall not die. I am an heir. I'm the rightful heir to the throne, because it is Jesus Christ that lives on the inside of me. And never again will I deny myself to have that relationship with God. Amen.
Amen. If you're just now tuning in to the Preaching the Pastor Show, we're talking about never again. It's so important that we are decreeing and declaring over our lives what we want in our life. you know, not allowing others to speak negative on our life, but being careful that we're not speaking negative, you know, we're not speaking death in our own life and destruction, because whether you know it or not, you can do that. And so we want to make sure that we're not doing that. So today we're breaking those chains. We're breaking and destroying soul ties and yokes, and we're decreeing and declaring. And I'm just excited about this show today, declaring never again, decreeing and declaring never again over our lives on today. We're going to go over to Philippians 4:19. Decree and declaring never again. The Bible says in Philippians 4:19, you all, and may God and my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now to our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Here in the scripture, we can trust that God will always meet our needs, whatever we need on earth, he will always supply. Even if it is the courage to face death, as Paul did. So whatever we need in heaven, he will supply. Whatever we need in heaven, he will supply. So we must remember, however, the difference between our wants and our needs. Most people want to feel good and avoid discomfort or pain. We may not get all that we want. By trusting in Christ, our attitudes and appetites can change from wanting everything to accepting his provision and power to live for him. Amen. So let's decree and declare right now that never again will we allow Satan to control our finances on today. We will not allow Satan to control our finances, and we'll be good stewards over our money and all that God gives us. So we're going to decree and declare never again over our finances today. If we look at Haggai chapter 1, verse 6, it says, you have so much and bring in little. You eat but do not have enough. You drink but you are not filled with drink. You clothe yourself but no one is warm. And he who earns wages to put into a bag with holes. So because the people had not given God first place in their lives, their work was not fruitful or productive, and their material possession did not satisfy. So while they concentrated on building and beautifying their homes, God's blessing was withheld because they no longer put him in first place. So Moses had predicted that this would be the result if the people neglected God. So we don't want to neglect God. So today we're going to decree and declare we trust God with our finances. So never again will we not trust God to supply our needs. So never again will we allow poverty and lack to control our lives, for our God supplies all our needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Never again will we lack, for we have plenty. Never again will we lack, for we have plenty of silver. Never again will we lack, because we will be plenteous in goods. Never again will we lack, but we will prosper through prophetic ministry. Never again will we sow and not reap, but we will reap where others have sown. Never again will we carry a bag full of holes. Never again will we lack glory, honor, abundance, riches, splendor, glory, dignity, reputation, and reverence. Never again will we be poor, for the Lord became poor that we through his poverty may be rich. Never again will we live without the desires of our heart, because we delight ourselves in the Lord. Never again will we allow conveyedness to control our life, but we will be liberal givers in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Never again will the enemy devour our finances, for the Lord has rebuked the devourer for our sake, according to Malachi 3:11. Make sure that you're paying your tithes in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Never again will we hold back from giving, for we give, and it is given to us good measure, placed down, shaken together, and run it over, do men give to us in the name of Jesus Christ. Never again will we allow fear to stop us from giving. Never again we will allow death to control our life, for we lend unto many nations and not borrow. Borrower is a servant to the lender. Never again will we allow doubt and unbelief to stop us from believing in the promises of God. Never again will we think poverty and lack, for as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Never again will our basket and storehouse be empty, for our basket and storehouse are blessed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Never again will we allow slothfulness and laziness to dominate our lives, for slothfulness casts into a deep sleep. Never again will we allow Satan to steal our finances, but we have abundant life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Never again will we limit what God can do in our finances and in our life, according to Psalm 78:41. Never again will we tolerate lack, for our God gives us abundance. Never again will we just have enough, for El Shaddai gives us more than enough. Never again will we use money for simple things in the name of Jesus Christ. I hear chains falling off and breaking in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Never again will the enemy hold back our blessing. Never again will we doubt God's desire to prosper us, for the Lord takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Never again will we be the tail and not the head. Oh, my Lord, my God. Never again will we be the borrower and not the lender. Never again will we be behind and not in front. Never again we would believe and don't have power to get wealth. For God gives power to get wealth to establish his covenant. Never again will we lack anything good because we seek the Lord first. Never again will we lack prosperity, but whatever we do, prosper because we delight in the law of the Lord. Amen. Never again will we lack anointing for our head. Never again will we allow the circumstance to steal our joy, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. Never again will we lack favor for our life, for with favor the Lord will surround us as a shield. Never again will we walk in the flesh instead of walking in the spirit. Never again will we allow flesh to do what it wants. For we are crucified with Christ in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Never again will we walk in the works of the flesh, but we will manifest the fruits of the spirit. Never again will we be weak, for we are strong. Never again will we be oppressed, for we are far from oppression. Never again will we be depressed. In the name of Jesus Christ, never again will we be vexed and tormented by demons, for we have been delivered from the power of darkness and translated in the kingdom of God's dear Son. Never again. If you're just tuning in to the Preaching the Pastor show, that is correct. We are decreeing and declaring today, never again. Amen?
Amen. Never again. I think there's a lot of us is out there that maybe want to tune in right now to say some of your never again. And if you are out there and you're listening right now and it is something that you want to decree and declare about, you know, never again, we're definitely here to come into agreement with you to decree and declare whatever it is that's going on in your life right now. Now, there is one that I'm looking at right now, a never again. Never again will I allow the enemy to control my sexual character, but I yield my body to the living sacrifice. Now, look at that one. Look at that one right there.
Jesus.
We can be all that we want to be and can do all that we need to do, but it's that one thing, that lustful eye that yearns to have more than one person that you're involved with. And what you're doing right now, you're allowing your body to be subjected to the lust of the flesh, and that is not the will of God for your life, for you to be with multiple. Now, that goes for me, that goes for my wife, that goes for anybody that's in this world. Anybody's in this world, there is one that God made for you. God made one for you, not two for you. God made Adam and Eve. Now, I don't see it say anything about God made Adam and Eve and Stephanie too. No, that's not the will of God for you. Never again will I allow myself to be controlled by my sexual character, or anyone else could try to control me with their sexual character. Let's go over here to Romans 12:1. Romans 12:1. And we thank God for allowing Scripture to be able to interpret Scripture. So we can decree and declare, but when you have the Scripture to be able to back it up, now you're right there in that place where you need to be. It's what God needs you to be, and that's trusting in him.
Yes.
Romans 12:1 said, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that the presence of your body is a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And 2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect to the will of God. Now, this is letting you know right here. You're right. Yes, right here in this scripture right now is letting you know that, like, hey, you don't have to yield to your flesh. Don't yield to what your flesh tells you to do. Because it's just something about, you know, when you're on the right track, you are running this race, and you're running this race greatly or superbly. Then here it is, you know, that somebody comes up. Now think about it. Now think about Lucifer, you know, as he knows. There's a lot of Lucifers that's out here. There's a lot of Lucifers that's out here in this world to get you to turn away from what God has for you, to lure you. I like to say lure, to lure you, and they're using their body. And it could be, you know what I'm saying, you know, a handsome-looking man like you never have seen before, and you can begin to lust after this man. Now, you already got a man, but you lusting after another man. And you're having all manners of thoughts and daydreaming and night dreaming, but you're laying beside the one where you're with, and you're not even thinking about the one that you're with because
you have eyes on someone else, that's lust. That's lust that's going to cause you to slip. And that's the same thing for men. You have a wife, but you're thinking that it's okay for you to have more than one wife, or it's okay for you to have more than one because, oh, that's all right, what she don't know won't hurt her. No, what she don't know will kill her, and it will kill you too. Because you don't know. You don't know exactly if you will lay down with one and you will lay down with two, how many different people has that person laid down with? Never again will I allow myself to be subject to my sexual characters, anyone other than my wife. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen and amen again.
Do we have anyone, pastor, that's on there? Maybe they want to come in and say some never again.
I was saying, if you're just tuning in to the Preaching the Pastor Show, we're talking about never again. If you want to chime in on the conversation where you've decreed to go out of your life today or before now, never again, that whatever it is that you decided, you know, never again, that you would not turn back, you know, from what you have walked away from, please chime in right now. Press 1 and we'll bring you through on the line. If you're logged on to the Astro site of Blog Talk Radio, give us a call at 845-277-9213. Again, it's 845-277-9213. I know it's hard for some people to let go and decide never again once they walk away from a relationship. I think that's the hardest thing for some people to do, is to be able to walk away from something that's not good for them, that they've tried to make it good for themselves. But you have to decree and declare of your life, you know, that you are not, allow yourself to be hurt, not allow your children to be subjected to those things, because you allowed yourself to. And when you're a parent, you are not just causing hurt, harm to yourself and danger, but to your children. So you have to decide, never again will I put my children in a situation that's unsafe, you know, because of my wants, because of my desires of this world. So if there's a point in your life that you decided never again, well, we want to hear from you. What point in life in your life did you decide never again? I'm not going back to that, never again. You know, I'm going to surrender all over to God, and never again will I put myself in a position to not believe and not to trust God to do it. You know, sometimes people, they have to go through to start trusting God. You know, and you got to the point where you said, never again will I not trust God, because he brought me out and he let me see where it could have been. It could have took me out. What should have taken me out didn't. So never again will I not trust God with all of me. And so we're going to decree and declare. There's no one right now that wants to chime in, but we definitely want to decree and declare of your life never again on today. And I'm going to go to the book of Mark as we talk about, you know, never again allowing filthy words to come out of our mouth, you know, being careful what we speak, for the Bible says that life and death is in the power of the tongue. So we go over to Mark 11, again, that's chapter 11, verse 22 and 23. Mark 11, verse 22 and 23, the Bible says that, so Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. Verse 23 said, for surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. So what is my saying? This kind of prayer that moves mountains is prayer for the fruitfulness of God's kingdom. So it would seem impossible to move a mountain into the sea. So Jesus used this picture to say that God can do anything. God will answer your prayers, but not as a result of your positive mental attitude. Other conditions must be, one, you must be a believer. Two, you must not hold a grudge against any person. And people understand that. You got to believe. You can't hold no grudges against any person. You need to take care of that. However, you know, that needs to be taken care of what was done, because you cannot hold any grudges. You need to come to God, you know, as we say, naked and bold and ready, you know, unhindered. So you must believe. You must not have a grudge or hold a grudge against any person. You got to release that and forgive. That's what forgiveness. And you must not pray with selfish motives. And your request must be for the good of God's kingdom. To pray effectively, you need faith in God. No faith in the object of your request. So if you focus only on your request, you will be left with nothing if your request is refused. So we always have to focus on God first. There are so many things that we need, and God already knows that. But he wants to know, are you coming to seek him, or are you coming to seek things? because we'll have more faith and believing in the things that we're asking God for instead of God that can give us the thing. So let us decree and declare right now that never again will we allow words of doubt and unbelief to come out of our mouths. Never again will we allow cursing and bitterness to come out of our mouths. Never again will we allow profanity to come out of our mouths. Never again will we allow lying to come out of our mouths. Never again will we allow evil words to come out of our mouths. Never again will we allow backbiting tongue to be a part of our lives. Never again will we murmur and complain. Never again will we allow our tongue to be out of control, but we will bridle our tongue. Never again will we allow filthy conversations to come out of our mouths. I know that's hard for a lot of us, but when you are saved, when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, change comes, and it won't be so easy for your mouth to fly open and say any and everything. So that's why we're decreeing the cleansing day never again, never again, because when we do that, we'll allow the enemy to operate in our lives. So we have to be careful when it comes out of our mouth, because the enemy takes it and he runs with it, and he's able to work out for what we're saying. So never again we allow critical words to come out of our mouths. Never again we allow our tongue to be used for evil. Never again we allow gossip in our life. Never again will we keep silent when we should speak. There are situations when you know you need to speak. God will put a word in your mouth to give to others. You must speak. Just give that word. You cannot be afraid if you're going to lose a friend, lose a family member that don't want to talk to you no more. You have to say what God is saying, and don't be afraid. So never again will you hold a word when you need to speak. Speak when you need to speak. Never again will we speak when we should be silent. Never again will we allow what others say about us to control our lives. Never again will we allow spoken curses to hinder our lives, for the curse causeless shall not come. Never again will we be deceived by a flattering tongue. Never again will we listen to the words of the enemy. Never again will we walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Never again will we listen to false teachings and false doctrines, for the anointing teaches us. Never again will we not listen to the words of the wise. Never again will we reject correction from those who love us. Never again will we listen to people who are in rebellion. Never again will we make negative confessions, for death and life are in the power of the tongue. Don't say, oh, this is killing me. Oh, I feel I'm going to die. Don't say that. You have to be careful which you decree and declare of your life. Well, you say, I decree and declare. You're speaking that over your life. Speak, even if you don't feel it. Paul said, I think myself happy. So think yourself happy. Think yourself joyful. Think yourself healed. Think yourself that. And guess what? You will become that you think. But if you allow people to speak into your life and you start speaking it over your life, then guess what? That's what's going to manifest. What you're speaking, it will begin to manifest. It will continue. It will start to consume you. So we decree and declare never again will we allow our mouth to just open and say anything at any time. We will not speak negative words over our lives. We will not listen to the enemy and speak it and receive it and speak it into our lives. So never again will we make negative confessions, for death and life, again, is in the power of the tongue. Never again will we confess sickness and disease, because Jesus took our sicknesses and our infirmities to the cross. They were nailed to the cross. So never again will we confess poverty and lack of our lives. We will not be snared by the words of our mouth. Never again. Never again will we confess defeat. The enemy comes against us one way, but flees in seven different ways. Never again will we confess fear, for God has not given us the spirit of fear. Never again will we confess failure, for we meditate in the word and have good success. Never again will we allow mountains to block us, but we speak to the mountains in faith that they are removed in the name of Jesus Christ. I know it looks difficult. I know it looks like you can't move it. I know it looks like it will never go. But never again will you allow the mountains of your life to block you. But speak to that mountain in faith. Move and it shall be moved in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Never again will we say we can't, because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. According to Philippians 4:13, you can do it. Never again will we make excuses for failure. Never again will we be afraid to say what the Lord is saying, but we will speak what the Lord tells us to speak. Never again will we be afraid to preach and walk in revelation God gives us. It does not matter who you are. If God has called you, he will equip the call. You can't worry about what men say. Where's your paperwork? Who ordained you? Who said you can say that? If God said you can, if God given it to you and God gave it to you, nobody can take it from you. So you never again be afraid to preach and walk in the revelation of God that God gives you. Never again will we lose sight of the prophetic word spoken over our life, but we will war according to the prophecies mm-hmm. given to us, according to 1 Timothy 1 and 18, never again. Will you say that today? Never again, and receive it, stand on it, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, one thing that we are saying right now, Pastor, one thing we're saying is never again will I
never
allow.
Again.
Yeah, never again will I allow. Because
never again
what
will
we're
allow.
Saying right now, yeah, what we're saying right now is that we take responsibility. We take
yes.
responsibility that we have cause to show up in our life and to show up in the
Jesus.
Lives of others. That's why we are saying never again, why I allow a never again.
Yes.
Because when you do that, what you're doing is you're using spiritual law, and it is the law of responsibility. Take responsibility for the things that you have said and take responsibility you have done and realize that, you know, just because that you are there right now, you might have made a mistake yesterday, or you might have made a mistake 2 or 3 days ago or 2 or 3 years ago. But you don't have to stay right there. No one has to continue to be a mistake. Nobody is a mistake, and nobody has continued to keep on doing wrong. Now, when you realize that you have messed up and you have done wrong, you know, grace is available for you. I'm always going to say that. Grace is available for you. That means mercy and grace. Forgiveness is available for you. Forgiveness. Never will I ever believe that I am not the forgiven. That I am not forgiven.
Jesus.
Christ is in me. And because that I am in Christ, I trust in him, and Christ is in me, and I believe that I can do all things through him, I know that God loves me, and it's because that he sent his only begotten son for me. Now, over here in 1 John 4 and verse 7. 1 John 4 and verse 7. Read, beloved, let us love one another. Now, before I even read all the rest of this right here, verse, you know this verse 7 begins with beloved. So who is it talking about? Who is the beloved? You are the beloved. You are God's beloved. You are God's beloved. And know that, and because that you are God's beloved, you are God's child. You belong to God. And know that you belong to God. And just as your children, they may do silly things, they may do foolish things that you do not approve of, but you still love them, and you will never stop loving them. This is the same relationship that you need to know that God has for you. God loves you anyhow. If he wouldn't have loved you anyhow, do we believe that God would have sent his only begotten son to die for your silliness or your foolishness or my silliness or my foolishness? No way. No way. Never again will I ever believe that God doesn't love me and I'm not forgiven for the things I have said and the things I have done. Because I would not walk in shame, I would not walk in fear, and I will not walk in bondage, being a slave to anything or anybody in this world ever again. Never again will I be. Never again will I boast or brag about the things that I have gained in this world. If I was to boast and brag about a name tag or a title, something that I have accomplished, what I am saying is that this is my God. This is my idol. I idolize myself because of my self-accomplishment. Nobody's good but God. Nobody is able to do anything without God. How can you have anything good without God? God is good. God is good, and he is good to you more than what you ever know. Because that God is good, then therefore, you know, I can be good or I can be righteous because it is Jesus Christ who have made me righteous. I'm not righteous by self-righteousness. I'm righteous because it is Jesus Christ who have made me righteous. Now, every good man or every good woman wasn't always a good man or a good woman. Now, let's just be honest about it. So never again will I exalt myself to be so high and think that God is so low. Never again will I make my problem or my situation bigger than God. What is it that God can't do? God can do all things. He has already done all things.
Never again will I believe that any circumstance or any situation that I face is more than what God can handle or is more than what God has already handled. And I thank God for allowing the Holy Spirit to live on the inside of me to show me that, to show me that. Because one time I did not know that. Thank God for the word of God, which is the living word, which is in the Bible. Never again will I try to live this life without using the manuscript of life to be able to live it for a lifetime. Never again. Proverbs 3, well, that's one of my favorite ones. Proverbs 3 and 5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Never again would I trust into my own mind, and never again I will only do things according to how I understand it. And 5 says, and in all thy ways acknowledge him, for he will direct your path. Never again will
Jesus.
I not be led by the Holy Spirit. I will yield to the Holy Spirit. I will ask God to show me anywhere that you need me to be. Show me all that you need for me to know, and I will follow you and I will trust you. So he said that I would direct your path. And I thank God. I thank God for having my revelation and knowledge. I thank God for being able to have words. Never again will I not open my mouth and use this weapon or this this gift of tongue to be able to decree and to declare a thing and believe that it is so in the name of Jesus.
Never again will I do this.
We know too much.
Yes.
We know too much. We have access to too much knowledge, but not just knowledge, but wisdom to be able to know how to use the knowledge that we have acquired through the word of God.
Yes.
Never again will I allow to try to fool me to be in a place where I think that God is not showing me or not leading me to where he needs me to be. Never again. Amen.
Never again. Amen. Amen. If you're just tuning in to the Preaching and Pastor Show, we're talking about never again. We're declaring over our lives on tonight, never again, breaking chains, soul ties, destroying shackles.
Yeah.
So it's just we're coming out, being delivered from these things that's been holding us in bondage, our minds. Never again will we operate in shame and guilt. Never again will we allow people to misuse us and mistreat us. Never again will we not listen to what God is saying and listen to what man is saying. Never again believing what man says that we can't be delivered and set free. Never again will we be tempted. Never again will we be never again will we operate in anger and fear. Never again is what we're speaking on today. I want to go to, as we wrap up the last 7 minutes of the show, I want to go to Proverbs, and I believe that's Proverbs 25 and 28, and we're going to declare several other declarations here today. But that's Proverbs 25 and 28 verses. Whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls. So even though city walls restricted inhabitants' movements, people were happy to have them. So without walls, they would have been vulnerable to attack by any passing group of martyrs or anyone that's trying to come in, thieves, or anyone that's coming in to try to take over, destroy. So self-control limits us, to be sure, but it is necessary. And out-of-control life is open to all sorts of any attacks. So think of self-control as a wall for defense and protection. Amen? So never again will we lose control of our temper. For he that does not rule his spirit is like a city broke down with our walls. And never again will we love or enjoy sin. Never again will we allow sin to reign in our bodies. Never again will we depart from holiness. Never again will we allow lust to dominate us. Never again will we yield our members as members of unrighteousness, but we will yield our members as instruments to righteousness. Never again will we allow lust to war in our members, causing us to war and fight our brothers and sisters. Never again will we allow fornication and uncleanness in our ordinate affection, evil constituency and conveyedness, which is idolatry, to operate in our members. Never again will we sin against our brethren. Never again will we have respect as person. Never again will we develop ungodly soul ties. Never again will we allow sex or sin to reign in our lives. Never again will we enjoy that which is forbidden by the Lord. Never again will we act inappropriately with the opposite sex. Never again will we allow worldliness and carnality to control our lives. Never again will we conform to the world. Never again will we allow anger to control our lives. But we will be slow to anger and sin not in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Never again will we let the sun go down on our wrath. Never again will we let rage manifest in our lives. Never again will we get angry at another person's success, but we will rejoice in the success of others. Never again will we be possessive or controlling of any other person. Never again will we allow a person to dominate and control us. Never again will we allow selfishness to dominate us. Never again will we allow disobedience and rebellion in our lives, but we will be willing and obedient and eat the good of the land. Never again will we allow addiction to control our appetite, but we will temperate in all things. Never again will we allow unforgiveness and bitterness to control our lives. Never again will we allow discouragement and depression to dominate our lives, but we will praise Him who is the help of our continence. Never again will we walk in hate. We will not murder. Never again will we let strife come into our relationships. Never again will we let anger rest in our bosom, for anger rests in the bosom of fools, according to Ecclesiastes 7:9. Never again. Have you decided today, never again? Be free. Be free on today.
Yeah.
Be free. Be set free the rest of your life, saying never again, decreeing, declaring, and believing that you have spoken. You have power. You have authority. God has given you that power and authority to speak those things in your life, believing it. Believe it. And receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. So make sure you don't hold any grudges so that your prayers can be answered. When you're carrying unforgiveness, when you're living in unforgiveness, you're hindering your prayers, you're stopping your prayers from going. All you're doing is praying and it's just going to the ceiling and coming back down. You need to make sure that you're forgiving, you know, that you're letting go, that you're letting God. If there's any unforgiveness that you have in your heart, you need to let that go so that your prayers can be answered, so that you can be healed, delivered, and set free, and you can decree and declare a thing. Never again, and it shall be so. Amen. Food for thought, Pastor.
Amen. Food for thought. This is such a good topic for tonight. You know, I definitely have been blessed. I'm still being blessed, and I thank God for allowing the Holy Spirit to move in this place in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Food for thought for tonight. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I am the redeemed. By the precious blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, believe that you have the word of God. The word of God is true. It is how to live. It is the light that shines upon all darkness, and you have all power to exercise your right to be able to use the word of God to do all that you need. Amen.
Amen. It was a wonderful show. I thank you all for tuning in to the Preaching the Pastor show. I just thank God for this opportunity. We're definitely, you know, we're readers and researchers and stuff. We thank God, and we want to thank Apostle John Eckhart for his prayer book. It's called The Prayers That Activate Blessings. If you get a chance, you may want to, you know, get that book for yourself, and you can decree and declare things. I mean, he really breaks down you know, he has several series of books that really break down prayer and prayer points to teach you how to pray, you know, how to come against those things, to release heaven, to open up blessings, to pour out on your house, to bring healing to your body. So, again, that's through John Eckhart. I would suggest you look him up. I do study him. He's an apostle. He's a teacher, an evangelist as well, you know, traveling from nations and nations. He's been all around the world. So look him up. We thank God for him and his teaching. And, again, never again, decree and declare it over your life and be free. I don't know about you, but I feel free on tonight, being able to decree and declare and to come into agreement with all who is listening on tonight. Never again. We are set free. You all tune in tomorrow night, 8 p.m. We just allow God to use us. We're not coming up with the shows in advance. We just want God to lead us in what the show will be. So each day we'll come up what it is. We won't know to the day of the show. We may get it tonight. But tune in at 8 p.m. We sure to have something that's going to bless you. God be with you all on tonight. Got 60 seconds, Pastor. Is there anything you want to say?
I do want to say something. God bless you all. We love you, and there is nothing that you can do about it. But God loves you more.
But God loves you. We love you all. God bless you. Have a good night. See you at tomorrow night, 8 p.m., The Preacher and the Pastor Show. Never again you are free. Never again will you be in bondage. Never again will you succumb to sickness. Never again will you not be happy. Never again will you allow someone to steal your joy and your peace. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, never again. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Chief. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and it is so. Have a good night.
Come on, put your hands together. You're glad to be.